I explained to them that I come from a think tank background and I worked in the energy industry, but I do have a connection that can establish a potential summit between candidate Trump and President Putin.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, September 10th, 2018. Welcome to day 599.
The candidate Trump at the time nodded at me. I don't think he was committed either way. He was open to the idea, and he deferred, of course, to then senior Senator Jeff Sessions, who I remember being quite enthusiastic about.
The Trump campaign was fully aware of George Papadopoulos' efforts to set up a Trump-Putin meeting. Papadopoulos said the campaign was fully aware of what he was doing and that Trump was open to the idea, but ultimately deferred to Sessions, who he says was quite enthusiastic.
Did anyone discourage you from pursuing that possible summit between Trump and Putin?
As far as I remember, after that meeting on March 31st, I actively sought to leverage my contacts with the professor to host this meeting. The campaign was fully aware of what I was doing, including Corey Lewandowski, Sam Clovis. Actually preceding the meeting on the 31st of March, I think Sam Clovis was telling me excellent work while I was actively discussing with the group and Sam that I was talking with Mifsud and that this person could potentially organize a meeting for us with Putin.
Meanwhile, Trump is expected to declassify documents about the government's surveillance of Trump campaign advisor Carter Page and the investigative actions by the Justice Department lawyer Bruce Orr. Republicans on the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees allege that Orr was an improper intermediary between the Justice Department, Christopher Steele, and Fusion GPS, the opposition research firm that created the infamous Trump-Russia dossier. ABC News, CNN, and the New York Daily News are reporting that Trump will not enforce the $130,000 hush money non-disclosure agreement between Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen. Trump is claiming that he has never taken the position that he was a party to the NDA because he never signed the agreement. Trump's attorney, Charles Harder, called for Daniels to immediately dismiss Trump from her defamation lawsuit. Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting that the Trump administration discussed plans for a coup d'etat in Venezuela last year with rebels who were rebuffed by the Obama administration. The secret meetings involved a Venezuelan military commander who is on the American government's own sanctions list of corrupt officials in Venezuela. The U.S. eventually decided not to help the rebels, and the plans to launch a coup stalled. And finally, Jeff Sessions defended the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy of separating immigrants at the border as perfectly legitimate, moral, and decent.
It is perfectly legitimate, moral, and decent for a nation to have a legal system of immigration and to enforce the system that it lawfully adopts.
Sessions also argued that in order to deter a large number of migrants, the U.S. needs to adopt a tougher stance on immigration.
So this is the zero-tolerance policy you've heard about. You don't get to enter the country unlawfully. Between the ports of entry, place our CBP officers at risk without having some consequences for that. We have people dying at the border. We need to end these people entering between our ports of entry to send a clear message. It's not acceptable. You will be prosecuted, and you should, if you have an asylum claim, go to the ports of entry.
Sessions plans to increase the number of immigration judges by 50% by the end of the year. And in the polls, Quinnipiac says 38% of Americans approve of the job Trump is doing as president, down 3 percentage points since August. 60% say Trump is not honest. 55% say he doesn't care about Americans. 55% also say he is not fit to serve as president, and 42% say Trump is not intelligent. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Federal prosecutors admitted that they wrongly accused Maria Butina of trading sex for influence with high-level Republicans on behalf of the Russian government. 2. The Trump administration is expanding U.S. drone strikes in Africa. 3. John Bolton will threaten the International Criminal Court with sanctions and other penalties if it proceeds with an investigation into alleged war crimes committed by Americans in Afghanistan. 3. Omarosa Manigault-Newman released a recording of Trump discussing Hillary Clinton and the Russia investigation. 5, the White House changed its phone policy, which is believed to be a direct response to Manigault Newman's recordings. 6, Mike Pence offered to take a lie detector test in a heartbeat in order to prove that he wasn't the anonymous author of the New York Times op-ed. And 7, Trump promised to write the real book about his administration, calling Bob Woodward's new book a joke. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.